Still, God is justifying himself in the desolations he is about to bring upon Jerusalem. And very largely, in this chapter, he shows the prophet and orders him to show the people that he did but punish them as their sins deserved. In the foregoing chapter, he had compared Jerusalem to an unfruitful vine that was fit for nothing but the fire. In this chapter, he compares it to an adulteress that injustice ought to be abandoned and exposed, and he must therefore show the people their abominations that they might see how little reason they have to complain of the judgment they were under. And that from the Henry Commentary, a little historical perspective there. We're jumping in here to chapter 16 and verse 1 of Ezekiel. You're listening to Cross the Border. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith Adonai Yahweh unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in an open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, When thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, When thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with embroidered work, and shod thee with badger's skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen, and silk, and embroidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceedingly beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. You know, that's a picture of Israel. It's also a perfect picture of America, the lamb-like beast that rose up out of the earth. A perfect picture. Ezekiel continues in verse 15, chapter 16. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and played the harlot because of thy renown, and poured out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was. 14 verses, a picture of Israel, how the Creator blessed them as a nation, how he found them and blessed them and made them a shining city on a hill for all the earth to see. And in one verse, it's perverted. The perfect picture of Israel and the perfect picture of America. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and played the harlot because of thy renown, and poured out thy fornications on every one that passed by, his it was. And of thy garments thou did take, and decked thy high places with divers colors, and played the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and made thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. That certainly isn't happening in America, is it? The Heavenly Father blessed us, the Almighty Creator blessed this nation so, and we took those blessings and made images to thyself, to ourselves, images of men. Yeah. We don't have any images of men around, do we? They call it the apotheosis. Yes, that's the making a god of. The apotheosis of Washington, the apotheosis of Lincoln. We've turned these men into gods. And they were just men like you and me, flesh and blood, fallible men, and did commit whoredom with them, and tookest thine embroidered garments, and coveredst them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, and hast set them before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, saith the Lord God, Adonai Yahweh. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter, that thou hast slain my children, and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? We have abortion. Slay the children. For what? For all the idolatry of the riches of the nation? For the prosperity that you enjoy? Now you're going to slay your children for that prosperity? Not only that, if they let them live, they still sacrifice them to the idol of the idolatry of the state. They send them to the worship centers of the idolatry of the state to be schooled in idolatry, to worship the state, to be mind-controlled, indoctrinated, to be good little slaves to the idolatry of state, to worship the state and put the laws of the state above the laws of God, because it allows them to continue in their sin so they can have unbridled sex and adultery and fornication. And if a child is conceived, but they can just kill it because they have license, licentiousness, license to commit sodomy, adultery, and murder, and many more abominable things. Thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. And in all thine abominations, thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and was polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass, after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passeth by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. The picture of the corporate church allowing every pollution of idols. Come on in. That's right. Come on in. And they bring in their pollutions, and oh, they're beautiful, but abhorred by our Heavenly Father. You have opened thy feet to every one that passeth by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. So they allow everyone to come in and bring their abominations with them. Multiculturalism comes to Israel. Is this not a picture of America? Is this not applicable to today in America? Is not Ezekiel written for the times that we live in? Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thy ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet could not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornications in the land of Canaan, unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. How weak is my heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that thou buildest thine eminent places in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as a harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredom, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredoms. And in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee. Therefore, thou art contrary. Basically, meaning that America, if I apply this to America, is being spoiled. We give gifts to other nations, and they bring in their whoredom. They don't give gifts to us. America is being spoiled right before our eyes. All our industry, all of our wealth is fleeing the nation, and we are left destitute with debt, with nothing. For what? So we can enjoy the pollutions of idols from all these other nations that we reward for bringing it in? Yes, multiculturalism in Israel in the day of Ezekiel, before the Babylonians come in to spoil it and destroy it, bring that desolation as a sword in the hand of the Almighty. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated, and I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness, and I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy, and I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thine eminent place, and they shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones, and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn thy houses with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shall give no hire any more. So will I make my fury toward thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will no more be angry, because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted in me all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, saith the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thy abominations. Behold, Everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, As is the mother, so is her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children. And thou art the sister of thy sisters which loathe their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. And thine elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughters that dwelt at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took away as I saw good. A little more commentary on the true sin of Sodom, what led to their abominations. And we use the term sodomy to represent what was the end, what was the result of their idolatry. And it is growing in the land where I live, signifying that the overspreading of abomination is happening here in America, in the lamb-like beast that rose up in the wilderness or out of the earth. At one time it rose up, and what did the scripture say? The earth opened up its mouth and swallowed the flood that came after the woman, and that is the people of God. That was America's place once when it began. The earth opened up and swallowed the flood that came out of the mouth of the dragon that was chasing down the true Yahudi, the people of God. Lamb-like she rose in the wilderness, now speaking like a dragon, changing before our very eyes, just as the scriptures foretold. America, Ezekiel is speaking to you because of the overspreading of abominations. The signs are everywhere. You can feel it in the air. Judgment is coming. Yet America has its place unto the end. But that does not mean that anyone will escape their portion of that judgment. There's only one thing that can save you, to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is at hand. It was when the Messiah spoke those words, Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Learn obedience. Repent of your wicked ways. Allow him to renew your mind by having his law, his commandments written in your mind and upon your heart, that you may learn obedience, that you may be his people, and that he may be your God. That's it. Endure in his kingdom, learning his commandments, having them written upon your mind and heart, crucifying the deeds of the flesh until the end, yes, of your mortality, or until he comes, if you're hearing this, and you're able to live until he comes, sometime in the future hearing this, because I don't think I'm going to live that long, but, you know, I believe there are people that are hearing this, say you're young, you're in your teen years, or your 20s, you may very well live, according to my biblical chronology that, well, I can't say it's mine, it's out of the scripture, it's a lineage of time in the scripture that shows that about 65 years until that seventh millennia begins. So you may be alive at that time. You may be one of those that are caught up, the harpazo, you know, when the trump sounds. You may be caught up. But for most of us that are living it or hearing my voice, you know, we will meet our demise as most mortals have before us and go to the grave and be called up first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Repent. The kingdom is endure to the end, whatever that end is, whether it's the end of your mortality or if you're one of those that will be alive at that time. Yes, you endure in his kingdom to the end, and then you will be saved. That's the Messiah's word, not mine. He that endures to the end shall be saved. That's when your salvation is sure, because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is not a tyranny. You may enter into his kingdom simply through repentance and the desire to live by the laws of his king. You may abide there. But the minute you decide that you don't like his laws and you don't want him as your king, though you may play a game where you deceive yourself, but if you don't bring forth those works that are meet for repentance, then you are deceiving yourself. You're not really in his kingdom. You're deceived. You have an idol and an image of a false god that you call by whatever name, even Jesus or Yahshua, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yeshua, by whatever name. It may be an image that is false. Does it allow you to continue in your sin? That's the true question you need to ask to uncover the foundation of that image. Well, I guess that's where we're going to end up today. You're listening to Cross the Border. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org, and let me know you're listening. Take advantage of the resources there. Do subscribe to my blog so you have access to all of the HD versions of the Greatest Prophecy DVD there, all those chapters. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.